Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, hope you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. You know, everyone has a friend, I believe, who has that hair trigger temper. Right? And I'll admit, like, I have a temper, but I know how mine comes out. You know, you have those days where, you ever have a day where everyone annoys you? You know, there are days when one person annoys you, and you can separate yourself, or if you work, you know, some people, you're in a cubicle and the guy next to you always smacking. Right? There are people that you just, like, you sit across from and they can't eat. And you have to eat, you know, you're going to, like, company meal with, you know, with your boss. You're like, oh, God, I got to sit across from Jimmy, and Jimmy's. But people have days when everyone's annoying them. And they have, I need to get away from people because I want to strangle somebody. I understand. But then there's always a guy who has the hair trigger temper. I think that's universal. And usually, there's an expression, I don't know if you've heard this, who you are when you drink is who you really are, right? Okay, Steve Kerr is the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. And he said before, use that same sort of expression, but he said it in regards to basketball. Who you are as a basketball player is who you are in life. And think about it. If that's true, well, Steph Curry, he just seems to have fun and just try stuff and just doesn't care and has a joy about him. Well, the same can't be said for Draymond Green. Who you are in basketball is who you are in life. That's a dude that simply wants to, he's a bully. I don't even think it's a temper thing with him. I think he's just a bit of a bully. And we can piece together the on-court stuff, but there's off-the-court stuff too. Remember, he kicked the crap out of a football player at Michigan State at a bar when he went back to East Lansing. And as much as you can say, and you know, the story that came out was the other guy was popping off, whatever, but like, you're Draymond Green. You're literally punching down, not just figuratively punching down. You look at what he did what's his name last year? Why am I forgetting? All of a sudden in my mind was Jordan Love. I was like, no, he's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Poole. Look at what he did to Jordan Poole last year. That's bullying stuff. When you take things of, hey, you need to line him out. All right, there's one thing. You take it to where you're actually throwing your weight around. And I understand, like, obviously I play basketball. I know that some of that is needed. You do need a guy that other people are scared of. It gets other people off their game. But more than anything, like, it just helps to separate Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. They don't have to worry about all that stuff. If there's a problem, yo, he'll solve it. You know, check out the hook while the DJ revolves it. I mean, it's really that simple that Draymond has that role. But the new Draymond coming off of suspension has looked just like the old Draymond. And we're talking 4 minutes into a game last night. Here's Steph Curry talking about the ejection.
All I say is we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, him be available, that's what's got to happen. Especially at this point in the year. So it's a tough way to start the game, but I am extremely proud of every single person that stepped foot on the floor tonight and responded the way that they did. We know how important the season is, or this part of the season is, and our ability to get into a rhythm and secure a play-in opportunity and give ourselves a shot. You don't want to have self-inflicted wounds when it comes to that. We all care. We all are passionate about, you know, the game and our chances to have something to play for down the stretch. So give everything you got to this game, and that's the emotion.
Here's Steve Kerr on the ejection.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back.
Yeah, so the question becomes for the NBA is, like, what do you do now? Because you put this guy, you suspended a guy, you sat him down, you've removed him from the team, whatever. And, again, in and of itself, not a huge deal. In and of itself, it's like Steve Kerr, like, all right, he'll bounce back from it, he gets ejected. You know, that's your punishment. And you'd like it to not be double or triple or quadruple jeopardy for the things of the past. But how many times do we have to put the guy on, like, some sort of double secret probation when we know he feels like a ticking time bomb? And it's not like he doesn't know every arena he goes into. They're going to be goading him. So I understand it, but we know who Draymond is. And whatever rehab he did, however long he went and spent time by himself, at the end of the day, who you are when you drink is just like who you are when you play basketball. That's who you really are. And Draymond's a guy who likes to, he's the guy who, you know, I don't know, my son's 14, right? And if you've ever been around like 12 to 14, 15-year-old boys, like, they're kind of all the same. And there's always that guy who's like overly aggressive. He slaps guys on the back to say hi, just like a little bit too hard. And that doesn't stop. Like, you get older, they do the same thing. So I remember Chandler Bing's boss in Friends that would smack everybody on the backside, say, Chandler Bing, right? And then when he didn't smack on the backside, then he missed it. Like, those guys, that's who Draymond is. And there's just no getting away from it. And it's like, when Steve Kerr says he deserved it, have you ever heard a coach say that before? It does feel like everybody's a little bit tired of the act. And the worse you are as a player, the more guys want to fight, the more guys get into it physically. And that's what the playoffs are going to look like. And everyone's going to have an itchy trigger finger to throw him out of a game because of reputation. You're listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, hope you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. A reminder that just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. Lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today. You know, it's interesting because as we're creeping up, like, this is the part of the basketball season that we don't pay much attention to because we're paying attention to college basketball. And then the Masters take place. And then after the Masters, we're like, oh, we've kind of like, oh, baseball started, like, oh, NBA, and we get ready for the NBA playoffs. And the Lakers are trending in the right way. They played the Grizzlies on like this weird court last night. I don't even know. I'm sure Memphis had that all year, but I was watching last night going, this is the weirdest court ever. The Warriors are trying to, you know, get in better position in the play-in series or maybe get out of the play-in or whatever and win games. But I think you know exactly how Draymond Green's playoffs are going to go. If they make the regular playoffs, the Warriors are going to be competitive. And at some point when it appears they're going to get beat, his meltdown is going to be epic. Doesn't it? Like, I don't think the NBA, I know the NBA and the NFL aren't rigged, but it'll feel that way because I'm telling you what happens. When it gets to be a formality that they're not going to beat whatever team that they play, whether it's first round, second round, conference finals, NBA finals, that's when the meltdown will commence, and there will be a meltdown.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat a slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code Doug. New customers can play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. Pick 6, the crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. I was thinking about something while I'm watching, I guess it's my old baseball team, my new baseball team. I'm kidding with my new baseball team, sort of. The Angels are taking on the Orioles, which is the, it got underway first. It's the first game. A bunch of games about to get underway, including the Dodgers about to have first pitch at the Ravine. But I was thinking about, like, I became an Angel fan and I was a little kid and I was kind of new to California. But I didn't really become an Angel fan probably till Wally Joyner, Wally World, whatever. But man, you really got to think about this baseball thing if you're going to select a team to be your team. And here's what I mean by it. Okay. It's like, Jason grew up in an area North Orange County. He's probably, I mean, pretty close to the stadium, probably 15 minutes without traffic, maybe, right?
I once said 5 minutes, and you're like, it's not 5 minutes. It's probably 15 without traffic down the 57, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So 15 minutes from Angel Stadium. And I would say 40 minutes from Dodgers. Not that you ever have a day with no traffic going to Dodger Stadium, but in terms of distance, 40 minutes?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So, and when we grew up, and he's a little older than me, but when we grew up, like, the Dodgers were good. 88, obviously, they won the World Series. But it wasn't like it is now. But again, like, I don't know the thought process that goes into, for you, why you became a fan of who you became a fan of, right? For Beyer, he was in the state of Wisconsin, like, the Brewers, your team. Plus, the Brewers were, they had spots where they were very good. I mean, back then they had Robin Yount, Paul Molitor. I'm old enough to be, Cecil Cooper?
Sure. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Cecil Cooper. So I remember, like, I was a little kid and we liked the Brewers. And even when I moved out to Southern California, liked the Brewers. But there wasn't the thought process of, like, who am I going to be a fan of?
Yeah, and I'll also just add something as well. Without interleague play back then, Doug, you could have two favorite teams. Because I actually cheered for the Astros with Bagwell and Biggio and those teams as well. There was never any cross-pollination until then, you know, they switched leagues around the same division for a while. But yeah, so like even like back then, like it was, I almost had two favorite teams.
But I'm so, for lack of a better word, like jealous of people who have other stuff. Like they just, like Dodger fans have tradition. You had Vin Scully. You have Chavez Ravine. You have Jackie Robinson. You have Oral Hershiser. I mean, I don't know. It feels like a different sport or a different level. You know, like I mean this when you're in college. Like, again, I went to Notre Dame and it did dawn on me like how important where you go to school and the traditions and all the different things that you do. And like there's lots of places where they play sports, but it's not really who they are. They're just schools. You know, they're just schools. And I'm also thinking about, like, you have all these coaches that get jobs at their first school and, you know, Broncos Nation, like, I can't wait to meet all of you. Like, come on, dude. Like, you just came to Caltech check. And anyway, I don't know. I feel that way with baseball especially. There are teams that have these gigantic, historic 100-year traditions and great teams. And they have bad years, too. And then there are other teams where, like, they just basically fill out the schedule. And I kind of feel like my team fills out the schedule. And now I'm questioning my fanhood. And now I'm questioning who I am as a human being.
It no doubt fills out the schedule. The Angels are just another team. Absolutely.
I hate that. And they have Mike Trout, who's in anyone's conversation of maybe the greatest position player ever. Like that good. That good.
I have a bunch of Angel fans. And as friends, and I'm going to enjoy pointing it out that I think the Angels' legacy moving forward for the next several decades is going to be the team that had both Ohtani and Trout and never even smelled the playoffs.
No. All right, we'll circle back to that. Baseball season is underway. Just like in basketball, a successful team starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make winning plays by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today. I was, we had a basketball practice for my son's AAU team. We got done and I talked him out of Wild Wings and we went to BJ's. And by the way, just so you know, Jay Stu, I asked everyone there, all the wait staff there, if it was a Pazookie or Pazookie. And they were all, it's a Pazookie. And I'm like, I was told it's a Pazookie because it's a cookie.
Take that up with Matt Money Smith. He likes to call people on that.
Anyway, so we're watching the Laker game and the Suns had a big win last night. Who else? There was a couple others as well. We were watching a bunch of games. And the Jontay Porter thing was in my head. My son asked him about it. He's like, so wait, you can prop bet on if a guy is going to make threes or not make threes? I was like, yeah. He's like, why haven't guys like bet on themselves to not make them in the past? It's like, well, because you can get kicked out of basketball, and, like, never play again. He's like, oh, well, that makes sense. And I was watching, and it's a little bit like the Tim Donaghy thing has done to so many people, where you assume that all these refs got some action on this deal. And, you know, we all project our own feelings, our own thoughts. And I've always projected, because I like it's just never been a part of who I am. I like the point spreads, but I like knowing afterwards. Like afterwards, you go back, like, hey, by the way, that was team. You guys were a 7-point favorite. Like, oh man, how'd they do that? That was pretty good. But I'm watching, and I'm thinking to myself, God, like, how easy is it to just not make a three if some, or not score if whatever your prop line is? And then the other part to it is people always ask, well, Jontay Porter, yeah, he was only making $400,000, but his brother signed a gigantic contract. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know many family members that when I'm making $400,000, you're going to ask me for some money, right? But there is the, hey, if he needed money, couldn't he have just asked his brother for it to cover whatever losses he had, or why would he do it? Here's Jontay Porter's brother, Michael Porter Jr., of course, plays for the champion, defending champion Nuggets, when he was asked about his brother being linked to a gambling inquiry.
Jontay loves the game of basketball. You know, he's really excited to play. He's been really excited to play with the Raptors. So I know that I've known my brother my whole life. I know what type of dude he is, and I know he's excited to play basketball, and I highly doubt he would do anything to put that in jeopardy.
I mean, it's your brother. What are you going to say? My brother's a gambling addict. He would honestly bet on what size your sneakers are. But it's a terrible position for Michael Porter Jr. because he doesn't know. Like, you have your own life. You're a grown up. Like, he may be your best friend, but he's in a different city in a completely different world. It's interesting, though. Like, I try to not, as you guys have learned, I almost always believe in the good in people. And I almost always give people the benefit of the doubt. And I realize that people make mistakes, but I don't know. It's my belief in people that, but I watched last night and the gambling element of it really crept into my head. And I was just kind of, it was like a flurry of like, I wonder what that guy's prop bet lines are. I wonder what that guy's prop bet lines are. I wonder if he knows what it is. It's a crazy thing when you think about it. And it was really cool to have the discussion with my son where he's sitting there going like, so, because I've told you guys before that there's a couple of different apps where you can kind of use fantasy points and bet on things and you win money, but it's not real money. And I was like, dude, these are all just gateway drugs to gambling. He's like, what do you mean? I was kind of explaining what a gateway drug is. He's like, well, have you ever done that? I was like, yeah. I was like, but I don't gamble on games now. Well, so it's not, you're not an addict. It's like, no, but that doesn't mean that you can't be addicted to it. Like, everybody gets addicted to it. When you start winning money, you think you can do it. So you think it's easy. I mean, this is something that's very simple. If he intentionally took himself out of a game because he had money on himself to not reach the prop bet line, he never plays basketball again professionally, correct? At least in the States. Dan Byer, what do you think? Is that too outlandish?
Yes, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I know there's stuff swirling on around the internet, and maybe some of this stuff goes deeper. Who knows what's real or not? But basically, to your point, if that's what's proven, it's over.
And isn't it crazy that we are, and I actually agree with that. Okay. So what I'm going to state is the other side to it, but I do actually agree with that being the, you have to draw a hard and firm, this is not acceptable. Like, well, we're a country of second chances. Like, yeah, sort of, right? There are certain things that you don't get a second chance from, right? You know, you just don't. It is interesting though. Like, if you get a DUI, and hurt somebody in the DUI, eventually you get to get back in your car. Eventually. You may serve time in jail. You may not be able to drive, but eventually you do. You bet on yourself, okay, positively or negatively, but especially if you bet on yourself negatively and if it affects the game, you're done. That's it. Jay Stu, is that too harsh a punishment?
No, it's not too harsh a punishment. And I think yesterday when you talked about the NCAA president's statement about these prop bets, it goes back a couple of days when Beyer was like, I just can't believe that it's gotten to a point in sports gambling when you could bet on a reserve player's three-point attempts. And it all seems ridiculous. And I do agree with the sentiment of the NCAA president. Like, why do we have these prop bets? This is, seems like where it would get most dangerous. You know, these reserve players don't make as much money, and maybe this is where the danger will happen. So if you eliminate these prop bets, it seems like maybe a lot of this would go away. I don't know.
Yeah, some would go away. But again, the reserves can also affect the spread as well. Like, let's just be honest, right? If this, the same reserve, if Jontay Porter, if the line is 7, he's in at the end of a game, like, he can still greatly affect the final score, the final outcome. Reserves still play a role. Obviously, when you affect it individually even more that way. Can you imagine if it was assists and you're just like, you're like a guy, it's like, oh, over is like 7 assists. And you, like, refuse to pass the ball to anybody. It's like, why has he shot the ball, like, 25 times? You know? Or every time you pass the ball, you ask for it right back. I try to not let little things affect me. Like, because my operating belief, and tell me if you guys operate this way, is all of these stories, we make it seem like everybody's doing it. But the truth is, they wouldn't be a story if everybody's doing it. Very few, if anyone's doing it. You know, I use that with football players. You know, people are like, well, you know, this one football player, you know, beat his wife. Like, yeah, okay, but there's, you know, on a NFL roster, there's 53 guys. So one guy, one out of 53 being a domestic abuser, while awful, ratio-wise, shows you there's 52 other grown-up men that know to keep their hands off women, right? Like, I tried, just like on an NBA team, there's 15 guys on a roster. One guy out of 450 NBA players does this. It reflects poorly on all of them, but it really does make you question all of them.
You know what popped into my head, Doug? You just talked about the assist portion of it, of a guy not passing the ball. Mm-hmm. We were up in arms over, was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander trying to get his 30-point mark, right, for the Thunder in team history? And
yeah,
guys trying to get triple-doubles and allowing stuff like that. What about if that's happening? You know, you bet yourself on the over of 8 rebounds, and, you know, you're manipulating it to the... So at the end of the game, like, we're up in arms over fake milestones or, you know, breaking records that maybe in the grand scheme of things don't mean anything. Imagine doing it so you can win a bet.
That's crazy. That's a great point you make. Give us your thoughts. Does it change the way you're watching sports? At Gottlieb Show, Twitter, at Gottlieb Show on Instagram as well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Baseball season is here. Jay Stu, how come we didn't do this? Could we have done this show from the stadium?
I don't think Don Martin wants us out there.
Yeah, I don't think the Dodgers want us out there.
I had heard some noise that the local guys didn't get access today either. I want to say Ohtani, the whole Ohtani thing has everyone kind of walking on eggshells over there.
It's got to be. By the way, Major League Baseball season stateside has gotten underway with the Angels taking on the Orioles. I am still an Angel fan until Jackson Holliday gets called up, and then I'm sliding over to Orioles as well. I'm allowed to do that, right?
Sure. So. Yeah, they're playing each other right now.
No blood so far through in the top of the first inning.
I don't know.
Wait, Rendon didn't get injured.
I don't know. There could be some blood. There's blood. There is blood.
Mike Trout. Big five. How about that?
There is blood, and it's Angel Red. Although it would be Oriole, wouldn't it be? Trout solo shot. Oddly, nobody was on base. Right, Doug?
Yeah.
Shocker.
The perfect beginning. Nothing says Angel baseball. Can I tweet that? Go ahead. You guys talk baseball. I'm going to tweet that. Nothing says Angel. But go ahead. I'm listening. Thing you're most excited for this season, I'll start with you, Dan Beyer.
I'll tell you what. I woke up this morning and forgot it was opening day. Because I'm so excited for the Sweet 16 tonight. It was not my first thought. And that's been so crazy. It's like, just starting in April. Get this thing going in April. Brewers likely took a step back. Corbin Burnes, who just gave up the home run to Mike Trout, no longer a Brewer. So that doesn't help. Craig Counsell, former skipper, is now in Chicago. So the expectation for the Brewers, not necessarily high this year, which... Again, I like the Brewers. They're my favorite team, but I wouldn't say I'm a diehard. But yeah, honestly, Doug, I haven't gotten baseball fever at any stretch because I think of the tournament and other stuff going on.
Okay, that's totally fair. But when your brain does change to that, Jay Stu, I mean, obviously the Ohtani thing, if you were to remove the Ohtani part from it, it's a big one. Okay. What's the next storyline or next thing you're most excited to see?
Well, I just think the Dodgers are the story this season. The national story, the local story. It's, Andrew Friedman is amazing at team building. He's assembled great squads for 10 years, but he's largely come up short when it matters, and that's assembling a team that can win in October other than the COVID tournament. There are no excuses this year. Like, I think Friedman tried to do it his own way for a while and build from within, but he officially just spent as much money as they could on the two biggest fish in the sea in the offseason. And this is the season. Like, there is no excuse unless you want to say that maybe because you're only getting half of Ohtani, you might have a soft launch to Ohtani. But still, the talent on this team is too good to not win at all.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's such a long season. There's so many injuries. Look, end of the day, it still comes down to, pitching, bullpen, timely hitting, defense, those things, and you got to be right. On paper, yeah, you're right. On paper, you're right. But what's the Kenny Mayne line? games aren't played on paper. They're played inside little television sets. Right? I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
But by the way, John Anderson's retiring from SportsCenter. John was, he's a friend of 25 years. He covered me when I was in college in Tulsa, and then we worked together when he was at ESPN. And I proposed, like, let John Anderson pick all of his favorite SportsCenter partners from the years, and then let him, like, produce the show where they can do score, highlight, funny comment. Like, do away with all the other stuff and get back to, like, just for old time's sake, I'd love to see what the ratings would be if they would do old-time SportsCenter. Wouldn't you watch? Yeah. I would. I would be way more. I know that everybody gets the highlights on their phones, but I would totally watch that. I don't understand why we assume that doesn't work anymore.
But I think like our old time Sports Center goes back even like before what would be Buchagross and Anderson, right? Like it is DP. It is
no Keith and Dan, no question.
Yeah.
Keith and Dan, even before that. But what my point is, like, the style of it was, as John Anderson used to always say, like, score, highlight, sarcastic comment. Score, highlight, sarcastic comment. Rinse, repeat. Right? Like, again, all the other, you know, bring on an analyst and give me a take and, you know, we'll just news of the day, score, highlight, funny comment. Anyway, Iowa Sam, thing you're most excited about.
Getting a new Phillies hat.
Hmm. Why are you a Phillies fan?
My parents lived there in the late 70s, early 80s. My sister was born there. She's been living there for more than half her life, raising a family. And
all right, we're good. Good. We're good. Like, again,
I've been to the city of Philadelphia.
What about Colonel baseball?
I love the Colonels too. Yeah, I'm wearing Colonel's hat right now.
So
reigning Midwest League champions.
So
I've been to Citizens Bank Park a number of times.
I got it. You're a fan. We got it.
Well,
I didn't need like
why.
But I fully accept it. Your answer is acceptable. Your parents used to live there. Your sister lives there. Got it. And they got the minor. And they got the minor. Let's not go too far.
No, Colonels are a Twins affiliate in Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
Reigning Midwest.
There's a story about the Colonels, Doug. We'll have to get to it.
I don't want to get to it right now. That's for the podcast. Okay. So
ask and shall receive.
The question becomes, Dan Beyer, if you were going to recommend the purchase of one Phillies hat, because there's several different options, which would it be?
Maroon Mike Schmidt. Right?
I think I'm asking you. You're the resident. I will give my opinion in a second. Sam, where are you on the hat selection?
I'm going to go your traditional, just your red with the white P.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, that's the one that's the one I had when I was younger, and
which shows you're hydrated.
A good one there, Dan.
The white P.
I think you're shooting for clear.
I thought I was the only one with the immature, childish joke.
Yeah, that's out of character for Dan.
That is so out of character, Dan.
It was right there.
But it's so out of character for you. That's like something I would say, and you guys would go like, God, Doug is just so lame. I'm looking at lids, and there's so many better options than the one that you're proposing, Sam. There just are.
Well, I'm not on lids right now, but tell me what's better. Just paint a picture for our radio
first, I really think you need to consider the Mike Schmidt one.
All right, I'm on my phone now.
Huh? I mean, that's the first thing. So I think that's a gigantic element of it, is you got to consider the Mike Schmidt thing, the classic one. You're not going to do a snapback, are you?
I prefer fitted. It's more comfortable.
What's the fitted size? I like the red with the white P. I do like that.
That maroon Mike Schmidt hat is pretty nice.
Pretty dope. I love the baby blue.
Oh, the baby blue jersey with like the red script is great.
Would you do the baby blue hat with the maroon P?
I think I would. I wear a size 8 or 7 7/8. I have a very large melon.
Golly, big is your head?
It's large.
Hid pants new.
If it's not Scott, that's why I married an axe murderer.
Yes, that's.
I almost mixed it with if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
If it's not Scottish, it is crap. It's crap. Let's get to Jason Stark, longtime baseball reporter, analyst, writer, joins us. He covers MLB for The Athletic. Jason, is it too obvious to say that the biggest story heading into Major League Baseball season was already Shohei Ohtani, and now it's made even bigger with the recent gambling and stuff going on with his former interpreter?
So you don't think this one's going away, Doug? I don't think it is either. Shohei was going to be the year of Shohei no matter what, but now how does this change the storyline? There's so much unknown, right? We can't really anticipate where it's going. Like right now, I would use the word mess to describe it. Isn't this a scenario where it turns into a disaster?
I would think so. It's possible. First, what's your level of believability? And I'll be honest with you, I'm not gullible, but I do believe in the good of people. But what's your level of belief in his story in this thing?
I want to believe it. I very much want to believe it. There are just so many questions. Even after Shohei talked the other day, there's so many questions. And what was the one thing he didn't do at his quote-unquote press conference? Answer questions. And so we're left to keep asking them. Did Ipe bet on baseball? Don't know. Did Shohei really not know that Ipe was a massive gambler? Don't know. Did Shohei transfer the money to the bookie himself, or did Ipe really have access to his account and just did it without him noticing that $4.5 million were missing? I mean, these are huge questions. The one thing that I think works toward believability is, since Shohei got here, he's really lived on his own little planet, Planet Shohei, and he has all these people around him. Ipe was probably the most visible, but not the only one, who did everything for him. He was in charge of throwing a baseball 100 and hitting his 40 bombs. And everybody around him did all the other stuff. So it's just hard to know how much he trusted those people, especially Ipe, to do. I don't know about you, I know several translators in the sport. So one thing they talk about all the time is how these players who don't speak this language just as a native son are constantly asking them to do everything for them. And so is it conceivable that Ipe had access to Shohei's money and was sending these payments himself without Shohei's knowledge? It's not impossible. But the fact that the story changed overnight is very concerning.
What effect does it have on the Dodgers season out of the gate?
You know, baseball players are really good at tunnel vision. And every day for baseball players is survive in advance. So I'm sure just because they're Dodgers that they think they've dealt with everything they could possibly deal with. I'm just going to come back to where I started, though. How do we know where this story is going? We just don't know. Maybe everything he said the other day checks out. It better. But you have at least three investigations going on looking into it. And so suppose leaks start to spring out of those investigations. I'm pretty confident, Doug, that Shohei is not going to spend every day standing at his locker answering every question. So who's going to answer those questions? It's going to be all those guys around him, all his teammates. And my experience with stuff like that is players get tired of answering for their teammates when it's his crisis, not theirs.
Jason Stark joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. If you don't know Jason Stark, then you just don't know baseball. I miss really. And that's okay. Reed is working in athletic. He's incredibly well-informed. The rest of the sport seems pretty healthy, right? There's a great influx of young talent. And obviously, several of those players that held out for big contracts got kind of what felt like shorter contracts than previously. Although the Dodgers are handing out some long-term ones. What if you take Shohei and put it aside, because is he is one of one, not just that he eventually will play both pitcher and in the field, but also Japanese and that the ability to capture revenue. What's the overall sense of the free agent offseason in baseball?
Well, there are a lot of angry players. I think that's clear. There's certainly a lot of angry Scott Boras clients. You know, if you start doing the math in your head, Doug, on what it appears Scott promised those players versus what they wound up signing for, I think it wound up being in the neighborhood of maybe like $1 billion total dollars less than what they thought they were going to get. And like that's an interesting question as to why that was. I mean, Scott and multiple clients of his have dropped that word collusion. But if you ask other agents, certainly, and teams involved, they'll say this is because the price point of the players was so massively out of line with the worth of the players. And I think, obviously, some teams saw an opportunity to hand Scott Boras a giant loss. It might be the first one ever. People who think that, you know, Scott's now defeated, I haven't really examined his record very carefully. We'd all be bankrupt if we bet against Scott Boras. But he had a rough winter just because his valuation of his players just didn't jibe with the industry's evaluation.
Okay, it's a great point, but here's the question, right? Is it that the industry's evaluation changed or did the sport change, right? Because we talked about this a lot last year, Jason, that the sport changed so dramatically with the new rules. Speed was back much a bigger part of the game. Also, like you had defense is a gigantic portion of the game where it wasn't previously. These are not things that were valued. Again, then you take out the fact that, you know, we think steroids are performance enhancers. So age became a factor. It became a younger, much more athletic sport. In addition to just the dynamics of younger players, club control, making less money, and you can get equal or similar production or make up for that production with the money saved. Is it that his evals were wrong, or is that the overall sport has gone through a bit of an overhaul in terms of what's valued and for how long it's at that value?
Well, everything that you just said is 1,000% true. We're just beginning to see the way player evaluations change and roster building changes because of these rules. It's a different sport. But, you know, the other storyline that's looming is regional sports nets and where that's going and the incredible revenue that flowed out of local TV, local cable TV deals for so many years is now in doubt, is now in danger, and that had a big impact this winter. Now, you know, I've talked to the guys from the union about this, and they disagree. They think that they're now alternative revenue streams that teams are using and are using that as an excuse. Scott Boras disagrees. There's certainly a bunch of players who are skeptical of that. But, you know, let's think about the Texas Rangers. Think about how much money they spent two winters ago, one winter ago, in the middle of last season to just keep adding and adding and adding. And then you had a situation this winter where Jordan Montgomery wanted to go back there. They love Jordan Montgomery. And because they have no idea what their local TV revenues are beyond this year, they said, just can't commit. Can't do it. And there are a lot of situations just like that around the sport. And this is a looming dark cloud over what is otherwise a really healthy $11 billion industry that just changed its rules and is putting a much more entertaining product out there for its customers.
Okay, we obviously know the Dodgers have loaded up, and the Shohei controversy is the only thing kind of preventing us from just expecting them to be playing in October. What about the Yankees? What's the state of the Yankees?
You know, if Gerrit Cole had been fine, I would have picked the Yankees as the team in the American League that wins the most games. But now, like, is Gerrit Cole going to make 22 starts this year or two or none? I don't know. Juan Soto coming to New York is huge. I've been arguing this is the Yankees' biggest trade since Babe Ruth. If you go to my numbers that define baseball piece today, you can read how I explain that. And Soto and Judge is a historic pairing. We've had very few pairings in history of two guys with this kind of offensive resume. And that's so exciting for this sport. But their pitching, obviously their rotation, revolved around Gerrit Cole being great. And it's just too hard to forecast where that's going now. But there's so much pressure on that team and on Brian Cashman and on Aaron Boone to win and figure out a way to win. That's certainly a team to watch. I know we say every year, but especially this year.
How did the Red Sox fall into this spot? Like, they were, I know obviously Theo moved on at first, like that's part of it, but I mean, it was Red Sox, Yankees every year, and it hasn't been an issue with spending. What happened?
Well, I don't know how long this segment is. We could spend a lot of time on that. I remember being in Boston the week of the Mookie Betts trade. What was that, 2020? Mm-hmm. And I think there was this realization among the fan base that week that things had changed, that that ownership had lost its recognition of what made Red Sox Nation, that Red Sox aura, so special, so unique. And they have just decided that they're not going to be a superpower. You know, they're a team really devoid of stars. Outside of Rafael Devers, who would you pay to go watch on the Boston Red Sox right now? You got an answer?
I do not.
This is deliberate strategy, right? To try to do what the Rays do. Don't want to do the Dave Dombrowski star maker formula anymore. Don't want to pay luxury tax anymore. Let's get a lot of complementary pieces and fit them together in a puzzle and win that way. And it hasn't worked, and it's hard to sell. And like, people love going to Fenway. They better hope that they really love it this year, because where's the argument that they're better than the other four teams? And again, like, this is deliberate strategy, and it hasn't been communicated well or explained well. They've got a lot of damage control to do, not just because of the strategy, but because of the messaging. I think that's one of the areas where Theo can help the most, to be honest with you.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.